going on. Today, we're going to learn more about the Australian Senate. Now to Mix Mirror.
Okay, Boo. Hi, I'm Mix Mirror here, reporting for Parliament House in Melbourne. I mean, Canberra. This place is freezing, so I can't wait to get this done. I don't even know what I'm doing here. But let's get started. The Senate is one of two houses. It's a big red room with 76 seats. The people in the seats are called senators. There are 12 senators for each state and 2 for each territory. And now passing on to Bob.
Hi, Bob here, and today I am in the Senate. As I look around, I notice that there are a lot of seats around some very big table in the middle. Above the table, I see a pretty schnazzy chair. The Australian coat of arms is right behind the schnazzy chair. The Senate is known as the People's House, and humans as important as the Queen aren't even allowed in there. The politician in power wants to pass a law, they also need a majority vote from the Senate, as well as the House of Representatives. Back to you, Ricky.
Thanks. Now tell us a bit more about how it works.
The Senate debates whether the law should be passed on or not.
That's quite interesting. Can you tell us about the people who work for the Senate?
Senate members include Scott Wright, Eric Abett, Corey Bourdonnais, Zeke Xenophon, Matthias Cormann, Katrina Billick, Marina Rapane, Sarah Hanson-Young, Simon Birmingham, Kim Carr, that's the name 10 out of the 76.
Whoa, so there's actually quite a lot of people, isn't there?
It's going to record today.
Now, I do know that the Senate is only one of two. The House of Representatives is also quite an interesting topic. Do you think the Senate is better or the House of Representatives?
The Senate by far.
Interesting. Okay, that's all there is, folks. See you next time on something podcast. I don't know what it's called.
I don't either. Just do that.
Whatever news. Random news, okay?